ones. So that, of course, you're mekabel achrayis on here. So the part that you're mekabel achrayis on is like a loan. I'm lending you that money. If you lose the money, you have to pay back to me. So the other half is like a pikudin. You're watching the money for me. Whatever happens is okay. So when you work now, half the profit goes to yourself. So true, half of it you keep, because since half is like a pikudin, your half you're allowed to make on. But you're working for me, and half of the profit comes back to me. Now, why are you working to me? Because since half is the milva, it looks like I'm working for you because you lent me the money. So that's also. The only way it's mutter is, half the risk is, that I pay you money, like I'm paying you for working for me. In other words, the work that you do for me, I'll pay you separately. Therefore, it's not called you working for me because I lent you the money. It's called you working for me because I'm paying you for it. So that's mutter. Right, ain moshivim tanagolim lemachta. I can also give you chickens or tanagolim, hens to watch, and lemachta, and you'll get half the profit. And the profit means wait till they lay eggs, and the eggs grow and hatch. Take care of it. It's same problem. Half is the milva, and you're working for me, so it looks like you're working because I lent you the money. And the ain shomin agolim sayochel lemachta, the same thing. I can't give you young calves or young donkeys to work. And get half the profit. Again, unless I pay you for the work you do and for the food you pay. But you'll ever accept upon yourself to watch a calf or this yochim for half profit. But when here you have no achrayis at all. If it dies, you're not mechuyev at all. You grow it until the one third grown a calf, or a chamor, a donkey, you grow it until strong enough to carry bundles. But he had to say, for the reason why it's mutter, is because you're not makabel achrayis at all. So therefore, there's no havu at all. It's a pure, like, pikadon, therefore it's mutter. Yeah. The Rashi says, you makabel them, v'loy shuma, sh'loy yemaisu, lo yishalim klum, you don't have to pay back anything if they die. The only thing, if they live, then you divide up in half. So that's not called like yemilva. Any time that you're not achrayi, if it dies, or it gets long, you don't have to pay back for half, that's not called a milva. So if there's no halvor, then it's mutter. It's only also that I give you the money, and if you get ruined, you lose half of it, that means you have to pay me back half, so as much as you have to pay me back for, it's called like a loan. So then it looks like ribbis. But we'll see more of that in the Gemara. Mer says, now, Tana, when you have to pay back a poyo bottle, if you pay back a poyo, you have to pay a poyo bottle. What does a poyo mean? Like a poyo that's not working. My poyo bottle, what does it mean, like a worker that's not working? Or my abaye poyo bottle shall some locha. Means whatever you're doing before, if you're doing good work, you get good pay. And now you don't have to work so hard. And I say, like, take off of that work and do the simple work. How much is it worth it for you to stop doing the hard work and do the easy work? That much I'll pay you for. Now the Gemara says, I need all case in the Mishnah. Di toni chen v'ni, the case of chen v'ni. Chen v'ni, you just sag like a player, but it's not. I just pay you a little bit money. You don't have to work so hard. You have your store ready. I'm giving you the apples. I will know yes, and I give you money. Ligach ben peris to buy the peris. To not for shtuch, it's a lot of bother. You have to buy the peris. Amal, it's not like a player bottle. Maybe it's not enough if I just pay you back the wages of a player that's not working. We turn the moyes, ligach ben peris, avamina, hasumu the boy to play a bottle. Mishum the not for shtuch, he's doing a lot of work for me. There it looks like ribbis. I will hand me by a storekeeper. To let not for shtuch, he's not working so hard. Amal, sagli the mash, maybe that's not for the mashu, the yamal, the afidu loyin. I only let you dip your bread into my juice. I only give you one date eat. I need the chtir, that's the chiddush now. That even in such a case also, it's only mutter if I pay you to pay your bottle. Less than that, looks like ribbis. Tana Rabbon, how much do you have to pay him? Bem ruba bem muet, dib ruba meyes. As much as you want, a lot of a little, it's enough. Give you the way now, fill the trouble in my elevator now, is a smaller amount. Even if you only let him dip his bread into your seer, juice. He only eats by you one day. Zel schor, that's called schar. No, you have to pay him full wages. You can't accept to take care of goats or sheep and to keep half profit for yourself and half to give back. If you have to feed it. We have Yosef Yudoim Shaman and Seizim of Night Shechoveth. No, the Ezim takes care of itself. It gives off milk. So the milk it gives off, that you'll keep. Yes, Rechel of Night Shechoveth, the Shechoveth, Omotis,
Because the sheep, because she could like shear off the wool, and the shait for samotas means it cleaves off in the river. So you have something to gain from it. When you watch hens, also gives off eggs, so that's called Eisav of Yecheles. Talmud says the Tanakhama, Giza the Chol of Leisof, what's the Machlokes here? The Chura, if it gives off like a Giza, if it gives off wool or milk, for sure that's enough. That's a you gain on the deal. Leisof with Chaya Molim Zenach, isn't that enough to get paid from that? And also, you the Muslim to feed it? Someone says true. The Giza the Chol of Kuliyam Malay Pligi, that you have a right to keep the milk, and the Giza, the wool, for sure there's no Machlokes. That's called getting paid enough. Keep pleading with the machlokes, then it's you be the tusri. You don't really get the milk. You only get the whey, the water of the milk. That's for tusri. That's the leftover parts of the wool. Tanakam is sovelok rebishim ben yichoy. The yom aneslan schor mishalim. Tanakam holds you have to pay him a full wages. See, it is not called full wages. Therefore, it still looks like ribbis. Therefore, it's also. Because since it's an iski here, that it's palga milva and palga pichodin, so we still see like you're working for him because of the milva. So that's also unless he gets full wages. So here this is not called full wages. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Sevalo, Ki Avu, was like his father. The Yom that it says, Afinu letovali moi, ele betzir, even if you only let him dip his food in his bread in to your brine like, for leochli moi ele gregor sachas, zel schore, that's enough for schar. So therefore, for sure here also, when they have the whey of the milk, or they have the leftover of the wool, that's also called enough schar, it does not look like ribbis. And the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Maskeres Isha Lechaberto, a lady's ladder went out to a friend, Tana Gerla Sahin, Bishne Freichim, like Mishar, she'll get back two Freichim, two chickens, two chicks a year, that's good. That's called like a deal, there's no ribbis involved. Now Isha Shomu Lechaberto, a lady says to a friend, Tana Gerla Shli, listen, I have hens, O Beitzim Shalachin, you have eggs. Vani vaat nechlek b'freichim. Like, give me your eggs, I'll take care of them, I'll make sure they hatch, and then we'll share it with the freichim. So Rabbi Yehuda Mati, Rabbi Yehuda said that's mutter. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's also. Because the shayla of ribbis here, again, is like machzah schar or machzah efsid. So therefore, it's called the milva. For the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, how can he matter Rabbi Yehuda, the boy is chayam ola, he mazonai. Contra Rabbi Yehuda, why is it mutter? The chuvah, he's working for the other one because of the milva. It's because he's paying him back ribbis. Someone says, no, he holds Ika Beitz and Muzoris. There are eggs and Muzoris, eggs that can't produce, can't hatch. So those eggs you have a right to keep. So kids said, that's like you pay, so therefore it's not called you're working for him, but there's ribbis. Rather you're getting paid for it. Therefore there's no problem of ribbis. Alright, we'll stop here. There are 10 lines in the bottom. Tana Rabbonin. You're holding that for Samich Hesem Abeis. And Tana Rabbonin. 10 lines in the bottom. Tana Rabbonin, Mokim Shinogo Lahaloi Schar Kosef Lemoyes Lebehema Malin. If the minig of the Mokim was that when I hire you to work for my animals, I have to pay you for Schar Kosef. That means I have to pay you for the fact that you're carrying the animals. So if that was the minig of Mokim, that I have to pay you for that, so I have to. Rashi says, Mokim Shinogo Shaharshom Agolam Vasiyochim Ketanim Lamachta. If I give you my calves to raise for me, we make up that when you raise it, you know there's profit involved. We'll split the profit. So still I have to give you pay for the fact that you carry them. That young calves, you carry them on your shoulders. So I have to pay you for that. Otherwise, it'll look like ribbis. So that's the minig hamokum, I have to pay you. You can't change for the minig of the Medina. If I give you an eagle, a young calf to watch, so with the mother it's good. So Rashi says, it means, Deleka tircha lafuka lalulye. If I give you the mother and the kid to watch together, then there's not so much bother involved. Because the kid goes after his mother. You don't have to pay for the work and for the feed. When you have the mother is an older cow, she gives off milk. So the fact you're taking care of the cow, you get pay for the fact that you have the milk it gives off. So therefore I don't have to pay you anything for taking care of the kid. That's all nichlal in the heter of you getting your pay from the mother. So it says, Shaman egel imimoi v'sayiach imimoi. A young one with his mother, it's muto. Even in a place that usually when you take a young one, you have to pay tircha
for carrying the animal. But over here, when I give the mother along, since the mother is the one that takes the baby out, brings the baby in, I don't have to pay you special money for the schar that you're taking the animal in and out. Like, why not? Whenever you have an iska, that I give you something to do business with it, and we share the profit, we always say half is a milva, and half is a pikadon. So the half of the milva, that's yours, like, and you get half the profit. But if half of the pikadon is like you're working for me. So it always looks like ribbis. Like, why are you working for me? Because since I lent you money, since there's a milver involved, that's why you're doing me back a favor. So that should be ribbis. So any iska, there has to be, I pay you for the work you do. So according to Shimon Gamliel, why don't you have to pay for the schar amoloy umezoinoy? So Gemara says, iki gololim, there's gololim, the animal gives off, it's waste that it gives off, you could use that. The gololim, the waste of the animal, you could use for manure. So since you could use it, that's your pay. The other man, the young that asked the question, holds no, still you have to pay. Gilolim afkure mafkalu. Gilolim is a pshat, that by itself is hefker. Anybody can take it. So it's not called like the malver is paying the loiva for the work that he's doing. So just the fact that the loiva here can take the gilolim, that's not said the malver is paying you. So if the malver does not pay the loiva, it looks like the work the loiva is doing back to the malver is because of ribbis. So that's why you have to pay. Omer Rav Nachman, halacha k'Rav Yehuda, v'taka paskin like Rav Yehuda, halacha k'Rav Yehuda. That what? V'tov lima v'tzir, like we had before. That he's very makel. So in the case you have this iska, when somebody's like taking your money and doing business with it, as long as you give him the smallest amount, it doesn't look like ribbis anymore. Tov lima v'tzir means as long as you let him dip his bread into your juice, into your gravy, that's okay. See, paskin's like Rav Yehuda. And v'alacha k'Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda. We also pass like Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. He's all coolest that holds before b'misyubi b'tusri, that if you only give the worker the whey of the milk, or you give him the leftovers, the bad part of the wool, that's also called he's taking his pay. In other words, he's saying three shittas now that go l'kula. That whenever you make an iska, when you give your money, you give your animal that somebody else should raise it for you, and you're having half and half, so it looks like ribbis a little bit, but as long as you pay him the smallest amount, it's okay. That's another halacha l'kula, halacha k'Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. And also, halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. We all like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel also, just last Shiloh was also with Mekol. They says when you give the mother along, you do not have to pay. Since you give the kid with its mother, the mother is the one that watches it. Therefore you'll be potter. So kids, we'll soon see later, not that we really paskin like these shittas. You just bring it down three shittas to hold like this l'kula. There are three of them holding like this.